Hello, my imaginary friends.
Simon here. It's Tuesday, May the 4th,
2010.
I'm Simon, this is my audio boo.
I've just listened to Andy's contribution from 3 o'clock this morning, 3:30. Didn't explain why he was up that early, but I guess he was going to go and catch a plane or something. I still want to be in the office in time. Check in for the hotel and all that sort of thing, and be in the office in time. So, about the house prices side of things. I think I finally get it. I think I finally understand what you're saying, Andy. So the valuation that you get is for the entire, it's for the whole house or flat, the whole flat. But you're selling 50% of the flat, because that's the only bit that you own, 50%. And the value of 50% of the flat is possibly greater than half of the value of the whole flat. It could be less, in fact. But yeah, the point is that the value of the whole flat is not necessarily double the value of half of the flat. So if joint ownerships are particularly fashionable or particularly useful at the time, because people haven't got deposits, for instance, to buy a whole of a flat, then I can see that half ownership of a flat would be in higher demand, and therefore could theoretically be more valuable than twice the price, sorry, than half the price of the whole flat. But because you can't charge more than half of the price of the value of the flat, then demand, you'd expect it to sell really quickly. I see that's where you're coming from. But I can also see at other times when partnership is not fashionable, you're saying selling only half of the flat, you might actually get less than half of the full value of the flat, if you see what I mean. But no, I totally get the point now that the value of half of the flat is not necessarily half of the value of the whole flat. What a great sentence that is. Oh dear. Right. I've just arrived at work now. It's 9:30 in the morning. I did get up at 6 this morning to do some early work. So I'm still tired, and I'm still tired from the weekend. But I'm still alive, and it's good to hear from you, and I look forward to hearing the rest of what you've got to say next. So, what else was I going to say? I can't remember now. I'm sure there's something else, but anyway, I'll leave you in peace now. Thank you very much for listening. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.